Valentine's Day. Quit the jingle, would you?
Alright, we're here, finally. An hour late.
Ta-da!
Tom's still here working his magic. Thank you, Tom.
Hello.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. He's a better producer than you, Ryan.
He's this Merlin that sort of materialised in our hour of
Merlin,
need.
That's a good series.
I was disappointed by the lead. I think I could have played Merlin better. Yeah.
What about Arthur, though? Arthur is in it. Oh.
Hello.
And anyway, why are we talking
about
Merlin?
Hello, sailor.
Obviously, we have nothing to talk about.
Yes, we do. We had a show all planned out. It's just the...
Let's just put another song on and get our ideas together.
Okay.
Well,
Valentine's special.
It's a Valentine's special.
And I'm a bit loved up right now. here's a song to Tom. I think it's about our love together. This is Abdul and Cleopatra by Jonathan Richman.
Here we go.
Seen Cleopatra, it's been almost now a year. How I wonder where she's at, and I wish the old girl were here. Abdul yearns for Cleopatra in the early morning sun. Abdul loves Cleopatra, see, she's still the one. You know, I love Cleopatra. I'm just grateful that I know that old girl. Even though I wonder where she's at, as I wander through this world. And Abdul yearns for Cleopatra. Abdul takes her or takes none. Abdul loves Cleopatra. She's still the one. All right, Leroy, tell them. Cleopatra, take my patience and test it.
Test it.
Cleopatra, take your time as you may.
As you may.
My time has been well spent.
Well spent.
I dug, cleaned up by Ted.
Ted.
You'll like it when you see it someday.
Right.
I will wait for Cleopatra, for I know my time must come. And I'm getting ready for wherever she'll be at, 'cause I'm getting stronger now and not so dumb. And Abdul yearns for Cleopatra in the early desert sun. I love Cleopatra, she's still the one. I love Cleopatra, she's still the one. Still the one.
Still the one.
I love Cleopatra. She's still the one.
Still the one.
Abdul loves Cleopatra. She's still the one. I love Cleopatra. She's still the one.
You're listening to In Transit.
What was it you like about that song, Desal, particularly?
I love that song because they rhyme the word Cleopatra with where she's at, ruh.
Brilliant.
That's genius songwriting right there. Genius
lyrical miracle.
Oh.
So the Queen has launched a website.
God save the Queen!
God save the Queen.
Republic! Viva la Republic!
What?
I don't know.
So, I haven't actually looked at this website. Have either of you actually looked at the Queen's website?
She has a new website, I believe.
Is it like a blog where she writes about her thoughts and her inner feelings?
I can only imagine it would be something very like that.
I
has gone down to the royal courts and the jesters is whack, isn't it? Stuff like that.
I is pimping with my corgis.
Yeah.
I love the Queen. I love having a royal family. I don't regard them as, I suppose, but, you know, people christen them because our tax money is going towards them or something, but I like them. I think it's okay.
I bet she's got a crack team of web designers as well.
Yeah, true.
Though the actual website is awfully designed. But
really,
talking of these people having websites, I recently on Facebook befriended Nick Clegg, leader of the Liberal Democrat Party. That's right, he's got a Facebook account, and he has unfortunately been tagged in many, many bad photos. It's a bit annoying actually being friends with Nick Clegg because he sends out like little things all the time, which it's annoying. He posts many.
Was it like propaganda?
Essentially, it is propaganda.
Facebook propaganda.
Propaganda.
I bet he gets ripped out of all the time in Parliament because of all the bad pictures on Facebook.
Yeah. They would take the piss out of him quite a bit.
Anyway, Oliver, you want to dedicate a song?
I wanted to dedicate a song to Tom.
For fixing the studio.
And it's Baby, You've Got What It Takes, because frankly, he does.
He does.
It's by Brooke Benton and Dinah Washington. It's a sort of, it's a classic.
So,
let's go.
Go for it.
Brooke Benton.
Well, now it takes more than a robin to make the weather go, and it takes two lips of fire to melt away the snow.
But it takes two hearts of cooking to make a fire grow. And baby, you've got what it takes.
Oh, yeah.
You know it takes a lot of kissing.
Tell me about it.
To make a romance sweet. Ooh, it takes a lot of loving to make my life complete.
And it takes a lot, woman, to knock me off my feet. And baby, you've got what it takes.
I said,
just what it takes, because it takes more than an effort to stay away from you. It takes more than a lifetime to prove that I'll be true.
But it takes somebody special to make me say I do.
Oh, yeah.
And baby, hey, you've got what it takes.
You know you've got just what it takes, because
it takes more.
I like your spot.
To stay away from you.
I can't stay away. Come on, let's do it.
It takes more than a lifetime, Daddy.
Yeah.
I'll be true, not you.
But it takes somebody special,
like me, baby,
to make me say I do.
And baby,
you've got what it takes.
Say it again.
All right, come on, let's do it one more time. All right.
And baby,
you've got what it takes.
One more time, bro.
Baby, you've got what it takes.
I like your style. Mm-hmm. I like that bit.
Yeah.
I like what you got.
Okay, this is In Transit, about bands who are on the move, either on tour, or moving up in my esteem. And last night, I went to see a few bands who were certainly doing both of those things at the Lexington. It was a good night, actually. I saw four bands. I went to see Fanfarlo, mainly, who were the headline act, but the support bands were actually really good as well. They were, first of all, Throwing Up, which was
I beg your pardon?
They were called Throwing Up.
Oh,
interesting.
They were probably the first band I've ever seen who had two bass guitars and only one normal guitar, which
Radical.
Was different. Then there was Graffiti Island and Male Bonding, who were both No AG-esque noise pop kind of stuff.
Nice.
They were really good.
Who? We're in the latest issue of Undercity Lights.
Yeah, both of those bands have been interviewed in the latest issue of Undercity Lights. Check it out, undercitylightzine.blogspot.com. And, but to top it all off was the amazing Fanfarlo, who are kind of like the antithesis of what the three support bands were, because they were all, the support bands were all like three membered bands making a lot of noise. Well, the first band had four members, but the two basses pretty much cancel each other out to make one member. Fanfalo is a six membered group who make like Arcade Fire style folk kind of music, and it's just not noisy at all, but it all worked quite well together. And the guys from Fanfalo were down the front watching Male Bonding and seemed to be loving it as well, which is
hang on, out of context, if you've just tuned in, this isn't what it seems.
Exactly what it seems.
So, and last night, Fanfalo were amazing. Last night, they obviously had a lot going for them, because the first night their album was going to be on sale. And I did pick up a copy, and now I have a world exclusive for
you.
That's
a world exclusive. In Transit is at the very coalface of modern music.
Yeah, I've only listened to the album a few times. I've only listened to the album a few times since I only got it last night. First time, I thought it was good, nothing special, but it's definitely growing on me a lot. And the only track, well, not the only track, but one of the tracks that really hit me on the first time was The Walls Are Coming Down, which I thought would be good for radio, because they only get to hear it once. So hopefully you like this as much as I did on my first listen. Here we go.
The walls are coming down. The here and now is coming.
was
Fanfare with The Walls Are Coming Down. Pretty cool song, I think.
Very much so. I liked it.
Well, I loved it, yeah. Yeah. That was good.
Check out the album sometime.
I like the violin in it as well. I think that was...
Anyway, that's how I spent my Valentine's. At the Valentine's Massacre, the night was called.
The Valentine's Massacre, okay. Yeah.
So, a lot of Valentine's stuff in the air.
Love is in the air, you know, everywhere you look around.
Fans of Ryan Adams or Mandy Moore might be interested to know that they've recently got engaged.
Who are they both?
Well, I know, a lot of them after she was on Scrubs, I guess.
Oh, yeah. True,
maybe.
True.
What character did she play on Scrubs?
She was JD's girlfriend for like two episodes.
The one who turned out to be a druggie?
No. The one who he bought a half acre of land with and didn't build a house.
Such a good... They had such good potential.
Yeah, they did. Shame she couldn't stick around. But and Ryan Adams has also released a new EP, even though he said he was retiring. His new EP is called Extra Cheese EP or something like that.
It is. It's his Valentine's EP.
Yeah, and the front cover is so cheesy, literally. It's just like a cheese pizza in the shape of a heart. It's pretty funny. Anyway,
love that guy.
We would play some Ryan Adams, but I think we've played a bit too much of him on this show.
We've played a lot of Ryan Adams.
So what are we going to play instead?
Are we taking requests today, Rob?
Yeah, we are taking requests. If anyone would like to dedicate a song to their Valentine, let us know. We've certainly got time for any loved up people out there.
Actually, anyway, I find... The institution of Valentine's
this
Day.
This song, wonderful. This song goes out to my favourite lecturer, Dr. John Foreman. You know who you are, and I hope you're listening. This is Wonderful by the Beta Band.
The Beta Band. No.
She's so wonderful. She's so wonderful. So wonderful. She's so wonderful. Thank you.
was the Beta Band with Wonderful.
Beta. Pronounce your T's.
What?
Pronounce your T's. Not Robert. Beta.
Beta band. It's the Beta Band.
Beta Band, yeah. So, you guys do anything interesting this weekend? No. Just say no.
No.
This was just a lead into my story.
Okay.
So, my story. My Friday night. To be honest, I found more reason to celebrate Friday the 13th than Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Basically, I was at home doing nothing. My flatmate Nick came in. He was pretty restless and he wanted to go out and do something. And he's like, we've got to do something. So I was like, fine. Just searched around the internet for something to do. Came up with this secret gig / party that was supposed to be in a warehouse. I thought, this could be cool. Could be some crazy rave.
Sounds a bit dodgy.
Sounds like some crazy shit.
So I had to email a guy and get the address. Which he duly sent me. And we went down there, 42 something road in Whitechapel, which is a pretty trendy part of London.
Cool. Where the murders happened.
Probably. There's been murders everywhere. And showed up, and it was far from a warehouse, to be perfectly honest. It looked like a flat that some squatters had been in, and then they'd run out of money, decided to push all their furniture to the side and have a party where they could charge extortionate amount of money for booze and to see bands. £4 to enter my flat, please, and listen to loud music. But I was sitting there on one of their dusty sofas.
Very enterprising.
Dusty sofas they probably pulled off the side of the road, and I was like, I'm not going to make it through this without drinking. Yeah. So I came off the wagon again for the second week in a row.
Oh, Rob, whatever happened to the 10 months?
That's it, 10 months from now. 10 months from now it's coming, starting. But I had a good night, actually, drinking quite a lot. The bands were, the first band were pretty average, Tin Can Telephone. Second band, after the Tin Can Telephone, the DJ played some pretty cool stuff. By then I'd had about 7 or 8 gin and cokes.
And Rob, you were going crazy.
And
control.
And then first song that the DJ puts on after the first band finishes is Brother Sport by Animal Collective. My limbs were just spaghetti then. I couldn't stop grooving to that. As a quick aside, if you haven't heard Brother Sport by Animal Collective, we played it on our December 7th show.
feel free to download the show
from our Facebook group.
And which was also one I played when we DJ'd at Battle of the Bands. So, you know, I felt vindicated in my choice of song. And then the second band that played, I'd like to say I think I've seen a lot of bands in my time. But this second band that played, they were called Hype Williams. And I will never forget them.
Why?
They are definitely in my top 5, maybe even top 3 worst bands I've ever seen in my life. Oh my god, it was just some guy playing drums, not sitting down, standing up, just smashing drums as hard as he could, and another guy just making noise on his guitar. It was just awful. And then some other woman being like hypnotic in the background. It's kind of the thing that stoners will wake up from in the morning and be like, dude, that band was so awesome. I just can't even remember. I just remember my ears were ringing and it was so cool. But yeah, that totally killed my buzz. It was a pretty hipster night. And the final band was Your Twenties, and one of the touring members from Metronomy, who I think have a live band now on the road. He's part of the live band, and he played. And they were pretty good too. Yeah. So it was a pretty crazy night. Just a bunch
that
of stoners.
That's awesome. I need to get out and do some stuff.
It sounds like an episode of Skins.
Yeah, it does, but a cool version. The new series of Skins is awful. Anyway. That's enough of talking about my hipster tendencies. And we're going to go with a bit more of a classic pop vibe now, aren't we, Ollie?
Yes. I mean, Valentine's Day is the day for lovers.
Such a lovely day.
However, so I just want you to know I love you.
I love you too.
But of course, you know, occasionally...
Mm-hmm. All good things come to an end.
You might not be so enamoured with...
But why? Our love would never end.
It will if you keep swearing on the air, though, Dizal.
And it certainly will. And of course, for those more promiscuous listeners out there, Paul Simon presents a handy guide of ways to leave your lover. That's I messed that one up. Yeah, so this is 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon. One of my favourite songs, actually. Off we go.
Yeah, go.
Well,
I'm
ready.
We've got to listen through 50 Ways.
At the risk of being crude, there must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key. Your new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus. Yourself free.
50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. I think one of my top 10 favourite songs at the moment. But actually, he says 50 ways. But I'm sorry, Paul. There are only 6 you gave us there.
Many times over.
I think some listeners should give us some of the ways they've left their lovers in the past.
Email in.
I think you should. Oh,
studio@rarefm.co.uk.
One of the few good things that Pi Media have done was they did a recent article on ways to leave your lover. My favourite being
hop on the bus, Gus.
No, you
make new plans there.
Shut up, Ollie. You go out with your partner to a lovely UCL Union night. You get her incredibly drunk, keep on buying her drinks. Then you head off to the Roxy afterwards, that fabled club of
filth.
And you keep on buying her drinks and drinks until she can't remember anything. And she passes. You go home. She passes out on the bed, and then you wake up in the morning. You're on the sofa. You're on the sofa in the room. You leave her asleep in the bed. When she wakes up, going, "Why aren't you with me?" Say. You kissed someone else last night. It's over. The relationship
wow.
is off.
Deceitful. Very, very nasty, but actually could
that
be quite
horrible.
Fun. Could be quite fun. Expensive way to do it, though. Spending all that money on drinks.
I'd suggest making a new plan, Stan.
I don't know. I think we're veering away from the Valentine's loved upness.
Well,
so
yes, but
I'd
let's
like
face
to...
facts. I mean, I was on the tube the other day. Well, on Valentine's Day, coming back from a very nice dinner with a regrettably male friend. got a couple of strange looks, but, you know. And I have no problem with public displays of affection if they're relatively spontaneous and genuine. But partly, I always doubt the sincerity of the man. And secondly... You know, when you're on the tube, don't eat each other's faces, for God's sake. Other people
wow.
have to enjoy.
Wait, was it after Watershed?
I think it was around 7 or 8.
Oh, dear.
Well, I agree with you there. That's definitely one that should go under bad habits and scattergories.
I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's bring the love back. I've got a dedication here from Martin in Portsmouth, who'd like to dedicate... a song by The Dears to his dearest. He's going to dedicate Money Babies to you because he can't get. They got engaged last night, and now he can't wait to get married and have loads of children and mooch off child benefits.
Who are you talking about?
Martin in Portsmouth. He's one of our biggest fans.
Yeah, he's listening right now.
Can't wait to have lots of babies and mooch off child benefits with his new wife Cindy. I mean, his new fiance. Anyway, this is for them. Happy Valentine's Day, you two. I do love that song, but it fades out pretty rapidly.
I like that it is.
We've just got an email. Well, it came at 11 past two, but let's not, you know, split hairs. It's from Els and Jen. Thanks for listening. I can't quite believe you are listening. That's two new listeners. So,
and they enjoyed the singing, which must be new. Actually, they told us to stop. So.
Well, yes, but I think it's because it was so
two
good.
Two new listeners joined
the Facebook. It made them seem bad.
I think they're already members, actually. Oh. Ironically, there are 234 members.
No, there aren't. There's only 120 something.
Oh, maybe that was a dream. Speaking of dreams...
Have you got it queued up?
I think it's time for dream analysis with the sound.
Wait. Where's
the
cable?
The jingle? Here we go. Let's just queue it up. Okay. Yeah, ready? Dream. Dream analysis with Dassault.
Hi there, folks. It's been a while, actually, a whole week since the last dream analysis. And, we've got a very, very interesting dream today. Rob, I believe you're in the controls.
Yeah, we've got an email here from Charlie Pace from Manchester. You might, people in the indie scene might know him as the bassist from Driveshaft. Anyway.
They've not done anything for a while.
No, they haven't. I don't know.
They had some good success earlier on.
Yeah.
Okay, back with the dream.
Anyway, the dream is, it's a short one. It's recurring as well. All of a sudden he's dreaming and he's driving a bus really fast down a road. He doesn't know what he's doing driving a bus. He looks into the back seat. There's his mum there eating biscuits.
What kind of biscuits?
I don't know.
Garibaldi?
Probably Garibaldi.
Good call.
And then he's like, oh no, I've got to keep driving. And then all of a sudden his teeth start falling out. And just as he's about to crash, he wakes up. So what's going on there?
What's going on? I don't know. He seems like it's this fear that he's trapped somewhere which he can't get out of. And it's almost like he's in a situation that's rapidly going downhill. There's no way out of it. He's trapped on this bus. Some might say he could be trapped on an island or something. But
yeah, possibly.
It sounds like it to me. But teeth falling out, I'd say, you know, just throw that.
If he were trapped on an island, his dental hygiene could be
broken. His dental hygiene would diminish. And he'd probably lose weight as well.
But, yeah.
Also, what else was there?
His mum in the back eating biscuits.
His mum. That one is strange. Biscuits, I think it's a common theme for any dream. I know I dream about biscuits.
And cake.
But also his mum in there, I feel maybe some family issues, some issues with
that he's trying to drive away from but just can't.
Oh, exactly. Inescapable
family problems. And I think that's my analysis done for you, Charlie. But in conclusion.
And the biscuits. Oh, good.
Inescapable family issues, conflict, being trapped somewhere which he can't get out of, and most importantly, bit of a weirdo. Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Dream. Dream analysis with Dassault.
You know, I'd love to hear a Driveshaft reunion sometime.
I know, it'd be brilliant, but I know. Who knows? I've not heard from Charlie in a while, actually.
No.
We're still taking requests, are we not?
Yes, we've got a request now.
This is a request from a good friend of mine. This is for Katie.
Hello, Katie.
We all love you, Katie. This is Patrick Wolf with The Magic Position.
Hang on, that's rather risky.
That was Patrick Wolf with Magic Position.
What's your magic position? Email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk.
Mine is striker. I like Van Persie for Arsenal. He's pretty magic in that position.
He is. Good, good. Good link there, Rob.
Anyway, Kevin emailed in asking if
Kevin.
If it's all right for him to like the Rifles. And as me and DeSalo are rock doctors, what do you think about the Rifles? You ever heard them?
I've never heard of them.
I've heard them. They're average. I mean, they're better than The View. So, you know, you're moving up.
Anything's better than The View.
But feel free to email us about music recommendations anytime.
Yeah, exactly. We can talk to you. We can give you advice. You
know? Yeah, we're here.
We'll give you a diagnosis.
I think we should start a hotline.
A prescription of music.
Yeah, we should start a hotline. Well, we'll go via email to start with.
Yeah, exactly.
And if it gets busy, we can start a hotline.
We can NHS Direct, I think.
I think we could. Anyway, Oliver?
Yeah, well, I've just received another request for Alex and Dietrich, who are listening in Scotland.
Wow, we really are spanning the breadth of the country.
We are, and all we need is one person sort of across the Atlantic or possibly in Asia to make this a truly international show. So if you go on holiday, just download the show and then we can call it international by default.
Well, I do have a friend in America who listens. And yeah. And my cousins in Australia/New Zealand listen.
Yes! Well, then we're truly international.
We are. We're spanning so many continents.
Gosh. Anyway, this track is a classic that I love for Alex, who is delicately pale as Dietz, his teeth are beautifully white, and this is Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Marvin Gaye, to which you can do a series of very successful actions, which
I think we'll be doing it in the studio.
Yeah, we should probably make some kind of video.
We will in the future, or maybe a cartoon manual of how to do that positions.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to do that on tonight.
Well, Ain't No Mountain High Enough,
Marvin Gaye.
Simply form... I mean, should we do this now? Should we display the actions? I mean, that way...
No one can see it. We're on the radio, not the television.
No, but I was going to describe it.
Just play the song.
Okay, well, you know what to do, listeners. Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Marvin Gaye, and a woman whose name I forget. Mountain High Enough, Marvin Gaye. And if anyone can remember the lady who was singing with him, please email him because it's bugging
Tina Turner?
Me.
We could just check Wikipedia. Yeah. That's the answer to everything.
So yeah, I mean,
you know how
presumably he'd need sort of carabiners and a kayak to to fulfill his promise.
I guess so. He probably has all those things. Pretty rich.
Marvin Gaye.
You know how we were just talking about talking to people around the world, whatever.
People of the world.
Do you ever
spice up your life?
Do you ever get a buzz from thinking that we're talking to people in the future because they download it later? So I could
say, I think we are.
I could say this goes out to someone who's going to download it later.
Well, you could. In fact, I think that's the case. Well, it better be the case with Alex and Dietz, because I've been begging them for weeks to become regular listeners. Yeah. They generally get on the download.
Anyway,
everyone should get on the
download. Did you hear about what happened before the Grammys last week with Rihanna and Chris Brown?
Why would you do that now, if you're going out with Rihanna?
I've heard that something was an issue, but no, I don't. So perhaps you could share it with me and the listeners.
Well, Rihanna and Chris Brown, I can't remember if Chris Brown was supposed to perform or not.
I think, he was meant to.
But Rihanna, I'm pretty sure, was supposed to. And they had to pull out at the last minute because apparently Chris Brown beat Rihanna before the thing. And he's being charged with battery against her.
Exactly.
Rumor has it he just been told that he got a sexually transmitted disease or something. But I doubt that's true.
No, I doubt it's true.
Anyway, Rihanna has been in touch with us here at the studio.
Exactly.
And she's on Chris's side in this, after all. They were in love and everything. So she'd like to dedicate a song to him. She hopes he beats the rap on the battery case. And she'd like to dedicate He Hit Me by Grizzly Bear. Here we go.
I'm not sure this is...
The tenderness there is.
That was Grizzly Bear, whose new album is coming out in May, and I really think that's going to be the album to beat in best music this year. It's called a Vicartamist, named after an uninhabited island just off Massachusetts, which is
the Grizzly Bear.
They are brilliant.
I think we ought to call out the show that's coming up next, the chart show?
Student chart show.
Now, this, normally, you know, we don't waste our time calling out other shows that no one's going to listen to. However, this is an important one because UCL, Rare FM, is hosting the chart show that goes out to every university in the country, does it not?
It tours this week. It's UCL's turn.
Right, okay. So, it's important.
That starts at 3. We're finishing a quarter to 3 today.
Far more adept and professional than us will be taking over, so stay tuned.
But I doubt their choices of songs will be quite as eclectic.
Well, yes, that's very true. I mean, to prove that, Desar.
I'd like to thank the 3 or 4 people who emailed in telling us that it was Tammy Terrell that duetted
Marvin. I
can't
believe I didn't know that. I'm so sorry, Jen. I should have known.
Really, everybody knew that except us. Oliver. Anyway, have you got a song for us to sing?
This is a love song by Tilly and the Wall, a Tilly band which I'm not usually that fond of, but this song I do quite enjoy. It's actually from one of the Day Trotter sessions they did, but here we go.
Well, you walked into the room just like the sun and woke the caveman from his endless slumber. With the quickness of your arm, you pulled out a paintbrush and you painted the sky back to blue. So now I'm standing on top of dirty clothes. There's a tornado spinning in the corner, and electricity flows from your hands into my bones, and my flesh turns pink with its warmth. Oh, pretty love, don't worry, with me you don't hide, so just sit real still, and the light will flood in over the hills. So now I'm walking around outside. In the springtime, everything is sprouting. And I watched this fight occur, but only thought about lovers. Oh, it's strange how the world becomes pure. And you were standing on top of tiptoes in the kitchen as the water starts to boil. And as we removed each other's clothes, I thought I would sing some notes so that maybe you would slow dance with me. Oh, pretty love, don't worry, with me you don't need a place to hide, so just sit real still. And the light will flood in over the windowsill. Oh yeah, just sit real still. And you and me will bloom. You and me will bloom. You and me will bloom on the windowsill.
That was kind of reminiscent of Wilco.
It is. I do enjoy that song. It is. It's a nice, lovely little love song to end the show on, I think.
Yeah, we're almost...
We've only got one
song left. It's been a good show, though. Even though it started late.
Mm. Exactly. I think we had some brilliant filler material in it.
We did. It was quick.
I know. Some people may have called for us to leave the studio, but no, others, we persisted. Yes. We stuck with it.
We were Gandhi this week.
Gandhi?
Because he persisted.
He endured.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I didn't know that word. I thought he was a great Indian leader.
You know, his sandals went on auction from a private... And the tagline was, you know, it's important because he didn't actually own a lot. So the fact is...
Did you know Michael Jackson, the contents of Michael Jackson's Neverland home are going on auction?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to buy this. Random stuff in there. It's pretty funny.
Wait. Mm.
You can search it out on Google, I think.
Right, so final track, or how should we close this Valentine's?
We've got an email from Jack from GDSP, who we played on the show last week. Ollie, he'd like you to come play some violin for him sometime on one of their tracks.
I'll lay down some.
Rare FM listeners, Ollie is an expert fiddler.
That's violinist. I'd be happy to, Jack. Excellent. So final track.
Final track. This is a dedication to...
I honestly think we should go with...
This is a dedication to our biggest fan, Kevin, from his secret admirer who's been watching him from afar. He knows that he'll be listening because she knows that this is his favourite radio show, and she knew this would be a good way to get to him. So, Kev...
She sees you
with all these other girls around you, but she wants you to know... They don't love you like she loves you. And we'll see you next week.
Goodbye. I love you all. I'm not sure. No, I'm not sure we should.
I think we should just go home.
Let
listen, okay,
let the listeners have their Sunday afternoon back.
Here's my suggestion. Sal, calm down and get dressed. Rob, I realised I just humiliated myself